You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Mr. Debate Society. I am Gaius. I'm in Londinium. It is live on a gloomy night. However, and you cannot see the Thames. It's ridiculous. You can stand at the shoreline and hear it, but it's too bleak out there. There are no watermen out. In other words, if you're on the wrong side of the river, you're going to spend the night there. I don't know why you're traveling around in near winter conditions anyway. It's 91 AD, and we're very safe from the intrigues of Rome. Germanicus is here, and so are the centurions. We've given them the word peace. Germanicus, you note how they all go for another glass of wine when I bring up the word peace. Makes them anxious. I suspect that they've survived too many pieces, and they know how dangerous they are. We're going to turn to something, though, that the French recommend, which is civic communion. It seems the concept disappears the moment I say it, so I have to contain it here. Civic communion is best for me to define as what it's not. It's not the present fragmented state of the United States. When the president goes out for the State of the Union message ceremonially at the beginning of each calendar year and says the Union is strong, he's kidding. He's repeating something that they've said before. There's no metric that could prove such a thing. The State of the Union is not a union, hasn't been for some time. And to observe this is not to be cynical, it's to recognize the world as it is, not the world as I want it to be. Now, the recommendation by the French philosophers is to work on major institutions, religion, military, education, healthcare. Major institutions where people belong to each other, no matter their immutable background, and people who celebrate together. Now, Germanicus reminds me that the French are very good at this. The Americans, not so good, maybe because we have so many different traditions. And Germanicus, I want to make this exciting for the centurions. I watched a French thriller movie about a submarine and rogue powers and nuclear weapons. I watched it beginning to end. I enjoyed it immensely because there was no way to predict what was going to come out of it. The French are quite random, it occurs to me, with their destruction of heroes. I mean, they'll kill anybody on the plot and twists and turns of details. But it reminded me that France, once upon a time, and still does, think of itself as the center of the world. And that's entertaining. They might be. I go along with the idea. Would that help the United States that we remind people that we're the center of everybody's attention when it comes to existential issues such as Ukraine or trade or even culture when it comes to music, that the U.S. is at the center? Would that make people feel more in keeping with others and feel less alienated? Thank you.
Well, there is an interesting and a critical point to be made here. The French have a French exceptionalism, but it's focused on being French and on embracing those who want to join the French civilizational orbit.
They're like, really good at it.
They were during colonial period too. Jeune Afrique, you mentioned last segment, Vietnam. They were reasonably successful there in cultural conversion. But one of the things that the French emphasize that is not and has not been fully emphasized in the U.S. is the concept of fraternity. So in the original motto of the French Revolution, it wasn't simply égalité, you know, liberty, or notion of rights, droit, you know. It also included this obligation and this implicit sense of kinship, a kinship, even though it was imagined that all Frenchmen were brothers and that they had the responsibility as citizens, right? To serve and to serve, in effect, each other. And the U.S., since the beginning, has enshrined a notion of rights and of liberty, but and equality, but not the idea of fraternity as much. It hasn't emphasized the idea of the U.S. as a people. The U.S. is an idea, but that idea doesn't extend down into emotional bonds that are part of the deal. So France is came up with the idea, for example, of laïcité, where we're all Frenchmen together and you can't depart in your own sectarian path. And this, of course, indicates Muslims, where you have an identitarian focus that is stronger than your kinship to France itself and your brothers. And we lost that. And we lost that fairly early on. And the Civil War did not fully heal that, although the veterans of the Civil War on both sides realized after the various accommodations had been made after the Civil War with the reintegration of the South and the end of Reconstruction, they understood that there had to be really strong ritual efforts to make sure that Americans came together. And it worked remarkably in the two world wars. It began to come apart again after World War II, and is now that coming apart is fully developed, just as it was developing in the 1840s and 1850s in the U.S.
It is surprising how what you say of the French understanding of themselves, always a Frenchman, no matter where you come from, no matter who your parents were, no matter what your job is, you're a Frenchman. That comes through in a thriller. It's not supposed to be there. It just is, perhaps because they're French actors. Right. It had subtitles, so I could read it in English, but I didn't enjoy it so much in English. So I hacked my way through the French. You know, it's a thriller. It's a submarine thriller, ballistic missiles. You understand what it goes. Underwater shots, torpedoes, ranges, decoys, the excitement. Sort of like Crimson Tide.
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking of. Gene Hackman, yeah.
With excellent food. I mean, they really have a spectacular galley on these super submarines. And it reminded me the French actually do have the nuclear weapon in their submarines. Mm-hmm. And they do possess attack boats. I mean, they're mm-hmm. a factor. And one of the entertaining moments in the movie, it's called The Wolf's Call. It's available on one of the big aggregator sites. I recommend it because it's unpredictable. One of the big moments comes when our hero is dealing with the admirals and the captains. And he doesn't in any fashion doubt them. Not whatsoever. Not even slightly, Germanicus. Where we know in our world, our Navy, there'd always be the question of legitimate orders. Always. It's right there. Well, in Crimson Tide, Gene Hackman goes a little crazy. And he wants to launch a weapon despite the fact that he doesn't have confirmation from headquarters or from his XO. And that would never, ever occur to the French for somebody to go a little crazy. There's also a quality in this French thriller that doesn't need the United States. At one point, they mentioned the Secretary of State is on the line. Another guy, he can wait his turn. Now, that might actually be an accurate representation of the world we live in. But I enjoyed for a moment considering that France has a sense of unity that we either lack or lost or want back. Would it help us, Germanicus? Let me consider the fact that we're not really French. We can't become like them. Would it help us?
Yes, but I mean, the French are losing it as well. I mean, they have an extremely difficult problem now in maintaining a sense of national unity based on this dominant vision of being French. And that puts them in at real risk. And the U.S. is so far gone now into various, not simply identities and lifestyles or ways of life, but a sense of national conceptualization and the bile and anger of the last few years, which just keeps getting reinforced every day by the mainstream media and social media, which feed off of it. There is no real basis for establishing or reestablishing this sense of imagined kinship that once marked the American society.
What you get rewarded for is denouncing the U.S. That's what and the more colorful the denunciations, the more power you have on the video.
And people on both sides say that we have to end this bitterness and rancor, and yet the pathway that they offer is one of submission by both sides. It's impossible. And then you have these alien elements, the truly alien elements in the U.S. that have no pathway to assimilation and integration as they did, say, in the 1890s. And so they prefer to maintain their own separate national identities.
Are we sounding like cranky old men, or are we actually talking that we want to be French?
We'd be cranky old men in any American generation where this was happening. It would make sense to take the 1850s, because you not only had the North and South coalescing as different nations, but you also had the powerful immigrant groups, especially the Irish, then soon to be Italians and Germans. And then there were the out-groups that for which there was no assimilation still there. Eventually you had the Mormons, but also Native Americans who were still resisting. It was a mess. And that has been, in many ways, the norm in American life throughout our history.
Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. We're in Londinium. And I'm trying. Guys is trying to imagine himself as a Frenchman. I fall short, Germanicus. Okay, we'll leave it there. The centurions are laughing in the back. These are the Gauls, guys, okay? 2,000 years later, that's who they are. Oh, now we get a little recognition back there. The Gauls, yeah, big long arms, big swords. Yep, yeah, we know, you beat them, okay? Raising their hands in the back, they want to tell war stories. That'll be okay, we'll tell war stories, but we're going to move to regicide, something with blood in it, when we come back. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. We're live in Londinium on a gloomy night, enjoying ourselves with our centurion buddies, going to the theater later to see a mock opening rounds of Cannae, which you all know Rome lost badly. We enjoy it, rehearsing our losses. I'm John Batchelor.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.